Hi, this is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room. Today we're talking about listening prayer. I grew up hearing that prayer was a conversation between you and God. Conversation implies that both parties are speaking. We speak to God and He speaks to us. However, most of my life has been a one-way conversation. I came to God with my praise and prayer, then left. I was like that friend you see at the grocery store. They dominate the conversation with every detail of their life, but then when you begin to share with them what's going on in your family, they suddenly have to go. My prayer life was going through prayer requests, saying amen, and then moving on. God invites us into a conversation with Him. In Jeremiah 33:3, God says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Did you catch that? God wants to speak to us. God wants to speak to you. He wants to tell you great and mighty things. God promises that when we call on Him, He will hear, answer, and speak. Prayer is our calling out to God and Him answering. Unfortunately, we rarely give God a chance to speak. We blow into our prayer time, go through our list of requests, then check out without even giving God a chance to reply. How many times have you asked God for wisdom or direction, then rushed off, not taking the time to wait for His response? If prayer is a conversation, then we must give God an opportunity to speak back to us. For many years, I thought my prayer time had to be filled with me speaking. When I tried to spend extended times in prayer, I ran out of things to pray for. I would confess my sins, go through my prayer list, pray for everyone I knew, and just a few minutes would have passed. I thought, how could someone spend 30 minutes in prayer? I could never talk to God for that long. Once I learned listening is just as important as speaking, spending time with God has become a wonderful time of conversation with God the Father. I share what's on my heart and He speaks to me. If listening prayer is new to you, here are four things to help you develop the habit of listening prayer. Number one, ask God what He wants you to pray about. When we sit down with a friend, we often say, "What do you want to talk about?" When you approach your prayer time, why not ask God what He wants to talk about? Let Him lead your prayer. By asking God to lead your prayer time, you submit your prayer to Him. When you allow God's Holy Spirit to direct your prayer, you'll find new fulfillment and confidence in your prayer. Number two, expect God to respond. Do you expect to hear from God when you pray? Do you really think God wants to speak to you? Are you expecting God to give you wisdom when you ask for wisdom? Give you direction when you ask for direction? An expectant heart is an indicator of faith. Let me say that again. An expectant heart is an indicator of faith. Next time you pray, expect God to speak to you. Number three, still your heart when you pray. You can't rush into the presence of the living God. Take a moment to still and quiet your heart. Many of us are uncomfortable with silence. The air must be filled with music, television, or something. Quiet is not something that many of us are very good at. I've learned over the years that God still speaks in the quiet moments. God rarely shouts over the noise of our lives. Let me say that again. God rarely shouts over the noise of our lives. If we're going to hear from Him, we have to still our hearts. Finally, number four, wait with an open and listening heart. There are great promises in the Bible related to waiting on God. Sometimes I feel like God is saying, "I will answer you if you will just allow me to get a word in edgewise." Invite God to speak to you and then wait for Him to speak. Isn't it amazing that we can spend an hour in a waiting room at the doctor's office, but not spend 2 minutes waiting for the presence and the Word of God? God speaks on His timetable, not ours. When we wait on Him with a listening heart, we honor Him by submitting our time into His hands. Developing the habit of listening when we pray will open new and exciting avenues in our prayer time. You don't have to be the one who always speaks. Open your heart, close your mouth, quiet your spirit, and wait for that still voice. I think you'll be amazed at what you hear God say to you. Thanks for being with me. This is Billy Taylor for the National Prayer Room. Hi, this is Billy Taylor again. If these short teachings on prayer are a blessing to you, why not share them with a friend? Help us encourage prayer and spiritual awakening with as many people as possible. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/National Prayer Room. Thanks again for listening. This is Billy Taylor with the National Prayer Room.